Ho, ho, ho!
He's known as St. Nicholas, Kris Kringle, Father Christmas, or simply...
Santa, yeah, he's a good person, and, like, he brings joy to a child. And I really want to, you know, thank for it.
Jason Mata and his family travel to the Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Plaza Mall every year to see this particular Santa Claus.
Que se porten bien en su escuela, que se porten bien su hijo.
Go to school, be kind to your parents, do your homework, and enjoy life. Be a kid.
During the holiday season, many U.S. shopping malls set up display areas where children can meet Santa and tell him what they want for Christmas. Most of those who put on the red suit to greet the children are white. For more than a decade, Spanish-speaking Santa has been part of the multicultural Santa program in this diverse neighborhood, says the mall's marketing director, Rachel Erickson.
You know, the demographic, you know, speaks to the Santa program that we have, and we absolutely want to make sure that, you know, our Santas are representative and culturally reflective of our neighbors.
The shopping center is located in the heart of LA's Latino and African American community. During the holidays, the plaza provides two Santas, one Latino and one African American. Sheila Ford brings her son here every year.
Santa Claus is really surprised. My son still believes in him, but that's because they connect. And they connect because he looks like him.
Langston Patterson, the man behind the beard, says the kids get very excited to see him.
It's a joy to see the kids jump around like grease in a skillet when they see Santa Claus, and they're very happy and focused. And then I enjoy the parents that enjoy me.
And that personal connection gives extra meaning to the holiday. For producer Dion Moses, I'm Mike O'Sullivan in Los Angeles.